You see wicked people and there's no punishment, there's no consequences. You know, just, it blows my mind. Just this week in the news, I hear about this guy, this congressman. This, who knows what I'm talking about? You know, this filthy congressman. And he's sending out filthy images to teenagers and young adults and strangers. And this is supposed to be the honor. I mean, that's what they call it. If this guy sends you something to your house, you know what it's going to come from? The honorable representative, so-and-so. I remember one time I got something from our congressman, at the time, Harry Mitchell, and, you know, I sent him back this, you know, petition that I wanted him to do whatever. And, you know, on the little envelope, they'd already printed the honorable. I crossed out honorable and sent it to him. And he wrote back to me and said he was going to do what I wanted. That was cool. But then he didn't do it. Isn't that shocking? But he said he would. So anyway, you know, I sent him this thing. You know, I crossed out the honorable. But this honorable representative, I mean, this guy who is making laws. Think about the hypocrisy today. He's making laws to govern your life. He wants to tell you what to do. That's what they do over there. They legislate. They make law. And he wants to tell you what is right and what is wrong. He wants to tell you how to live your life. He wants to tell you how to run your business. While he is committing the most filthy, sinful acts, according to God's word, of fornication and worse, and sending out pornography and filth as a congressman. Who knows what I'm talking about? Put up your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, almost everybody's heard this in the news this week. Is he fired? No.
Of course not.
Is he resigning? No. Is he being punished? Is the Congress voting to censure him? And to have consequences for his actions. I mean, let's face it. If you worked at a job working a minimum wage today, and you engaged in that kind of behavior, you would be fired from that job, would you not?
Yep.
You'd be fired from any job for engaging in that kind of disgusting habit. But these are our leaders today. These are our representatives. These are our representatives. They took a poll of his district. And in his district, according to their poll, 56% of people say he needs to stay on the job. Keep him on the job. Well, it sounds like he represents that district pretty well then. You know, if that's who they want representing them, that's the kind of filth that they want in that job. It sounds like they've got what they wanted. And you look at that and you say, where's the consequences for this guy? I mean, this is the same guy that would make laws that if I, you know, cross the street when there's not a crosswalk, you know, he wants me to be fined. You know what I mean? Or if I don't cross the T and dot the I on my income taxes, you know, he's going to be all over me. But this guy can get away with anything. And we can, you know, we could go down the list of all the other leaders, Bill Clinton, you know, who've done the same kind of obscene things. And there's no consequence, no justice. And, you know, it can begin to make you angry.